USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Reports indicate intense fighting in the vicinity of another hospital in northern Gaza on this, the 45th day of the Israel-Hamas conflict. UN officials disclosed that 31 premature babies were evacuated from the hospital on Sunday, but a number of staff and patients still remain inside. The White House reports progress is being made in efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
The development coincides with news reports indicating that negotiators are close to finalizing an agreement. Today marks President Biden's 81st birthday. That makes him the oldest sitting president in U.S. history. If he was to win re-election, he'd be 86 by the end of his second term. Despite his age, Biden says he's capable of handling the responsibilities. However, a recent Reuters Ipsos poll revealed that 77% of respondents, including 65% of Democrats, believe he's too old to be president. In another poll, former President Trump holding a narrow lead over President Biden in the White House race. According to the Harvard Caps Harris poll, Trump has 48% to Biden's 41. Argentina has elected a new president.
The people of Argentina have said no to socialism. The South American country elected conservative libertarian Javier Milei as its new president yesterday. Faced with an economy nearly destroyed by triple-digit inflation, a looming recession, and growing poverty, he won 56% of the vote versus 44% for his rival. Milei promised swift measures to pull the economy out of its deep crisis, saying he's ready to welcome all those willing to join his efforts to restore the country's prosperity. Milei will be president of Argentina December 10th.
This is USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. 800-378-2250. That's 800-378-2250.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit ChoiceHomeWarranty.com for more details.
A survey conducted by Harvard's Center for American Political Studies, HarrisX, and the Harris Poll reveals that 3 out of 5 Americans believe President Biden was aware of his son Hunter's business dealings. The majority of respondents also indicated they think the president assisted his son's business. The majority of Americans are aiming to steer clear of political discussions at the Thanksgiving dinner table. That's according to a new poll from Quinnipiac University. The survey indicates that over 60% of Americans would prefer not to broach the subject. In contrast, just under 3 in every 10 individuals expressed anticipation about discussing politics during the holiday. President Biden held the annual Thanksgiving turkey pardon today at the White House.
Both Liberty, a 42.5-pound turkey, and Belle, a 42-pound turkey, were spared from ending up on someone's table this Thursday. Steve Lichen, the chairman of the National Turkey Federation and president of the Jenny O store, said they actually had to train the birds.
We've been intently raising them and getting them acclimated to some different things that they're probably not quite used to, whether that's sound and noises and things like that.
Not only did they get to visit the White House, but Liberty and Belle got first-class treatment before their visit by staying at the luxurious Willard Hotel. I'm Corey Myers.
And actor Wayne Brady is recovering following a car accident and fist fight in California. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.